Well, while we are on the Where Technology Meets Dirt road tour here throughout Illinois with Ag Leader Technology, you're talking a lot about, you know, putting that seed in the ground. Tell me a little bit about your presentation here.
Sure. Yeah. So I'm spending a little time with them talking about planter performance and how to get the most performance out of their planter. And we're just trying to have a good group discussion. I don't like to be real preachy, so we're trying to meet customers where they're at and talk about what the issues are on their farm. And so I think the two of the biggest issues we run into on the farm are seed meter performance, that they're getting seed singulated, so there's one seed being planted. So each seed has its best opportunity to grow. And then we're also talking about placement and what that looks like. So how does the row unit operate, and what adjustments and settings can we control on that planter row unit to get the best seed depth, and even emergence from that crop so that every seed has the best opportunity to grow.
Talk to me a little bit about, you know, on top of that, what goes into all of that? Because there's a lot more things than, you know, 15, 20, 30, 40, even 50 years ago.
Yeah, it's changing really fast, and I've always joked that the more we know, the less we know. And so what's really interesting is, as we got yield maps, we answered a few questions we had for years and years, but then we asked ourselves 10 more questions. And so then, you know, as we evolved beyond yield monitors and we started adding other technologies, it answers 3 or 4 questions, but we come up with another 10 or 12 questions. And so, you know, as we become smarter, we keep understanding there's more and more to control and adapt and adjust. And so I think with planting, a lot of it is we just have so much more technology that we can ask those questions we need to ask, and we can actually get real answers to them. And so it can seem pretty daunting right now, but I think as we make sense of this information and we begin using it on our farms, we're actually moving ourselves along quite a ways and becoming better producers and learning how to grow a better crop.
We're past 2014 planting season, so there's a lot to learn. What are some of the things that you're noticing, you know, on your own farm? I mean, what a better great opportunity than to go home and farm. But what are some things that you're noticing, but you're also, you know, visiting with your friends and neighbors and other colleagues?
Sure. Well, on my own farm, being from central Iowa, we've had a couple of years of real extreme weather. 2012 was a drought. 2013 was really wet in the spring and then turned into a drought again. And so we've had a couple of years where we've got to see the effect of water, both extremes of water, and what effect it has on our crop. And so one of the things I've taken home and really made an initiative of is water management. You know, how do we get rid of excess water? How do we conserve water and make it available to our crop? And so over the last couple of years, that's been one of my emphases on my own farm. And it's been something I've learned a tremendous about. Is how do we manage water and how are we going to manage resources. Beyond that, we've begun working quite a bit on our own farm about conservation, and so we've begun playing with cover crops as a way to prevent soil erosion, but also as a way to retain nutrients in our soil. So if we have less erosion, we have less phosphorus and potassium runoff into the rivers, which is a good thing. But as we're putting in more tile, we also run more risk of nitrogen leaching through tile. And so we're trying to use cover crops as a way to preserve nutrients, keep them in the field, and try to give them and make them available to that next crop, and work on soil health and soil biology. It's kind of become a passion of mine to understand the soil better.
One of the things, too, you know, you mentioned in your talk, and we know it here in central Illinois as well, winter was maybe like a winter of old, you know, something that as a child I remember a lot, and a lot of people complained about winter. Winter's not always bad here in the central part of the United States.
Yeah, winter's bad when we're freezing our rear ends off and shoveling snow, but there are benefits to it as well. And so we talked a little bit about that today, that getting some deep frost in the ground has really helped to alleviate some of the soil compaction and soil layers that we may have been running into that have inhibited root growth and affected the way water can infiltrate the soil. And so that came up in our planter discussion too, is how the weather, whether it's too much rain or frost or hot or dry or whatever, can affect our soil and affect the way that we need to set up and manage our planters to do the best job we can at planting our crop.
Talk a little bit about the planters. I mean, there's so much technology that has changed even since I was a young girl on the farm and dad and grandpa going out and planting. So much has changed. And talking about the minute changes that you make, It's almost like you're working on a race car sometimes.
Kind of felt like that. It kind of felt like we were talking about taking a wedge out here and put a turn in there. Yeah, like they do in NASCAR. But, yeah, I mean, I think we have to be a little careful not to freak ourselves out, because when we look at it, I mean, the row unit that all the companies are using is basically a derivative of some of the first row units that came out in the late 60s, early 70s. And so, I mean, we can go back, and Dad and Grandpa, they have a lot of experience and a lot of good common sense about using the row units we have now. The awesome potential we have is there's just so much we can do with mobile computers now and with GPS technology. And so it's the sensors and the way that we can control and monitor those same row units and the real-time information that we can get back. So rather than having to go on a gut feel, we've got real hard black and white data that tells us, hey, I need to make an adjustment on my planter, or it's time to change something.
Talking a little bit about the need and the going back and the technology and taking a look at it, how much has that evolved over the last, you know, even 5-10 years?
Well, I think on a big scale, it's really easy to see. I mean, we see what some of the seed companies are starting to offer as services, trying to manage data. And we see a lot of the grower groups and producers asking questions about, okay, what does this mean if we start you know, bringing all this data together and trying to make these bigger answers out of it? So I think it's becoming really aware to producers on an individual level that all this information they've been collecting can make a difference. But now I think as a whole industry, we're beginning to understand the potential of using all this data together. And so, you know, the future to me is really exciting, because, again, we're answering questions, but sometimes it's almost as good to be asking really good questions. And I think it's just going to keep making us better producers and hopefully make us better stewards as well.
One last question. As you know, we're talking about how great everything is, how easy it's going to be in the future. The one big thing that nobody can ever battle, though, is Mother Nature.
Yeah. Yeah. If you come up with the technology to control Mother Nature, then we're all retiring really quick. Yeah. Yeah. It's, I mean, every year is going to vary. There's always going to be changing conditions. And so, you know, that's one of the fun things about it, though, is you can sit down and like I said, on my farm, we could sit down from 2012 and say, well, it was way too dry, and there were all these things that happened. And so if I were going to make changes based upon simply upon 2012, this is what I would do. And then Mother Nature, you know, threw a curveball at us in March of 2013. It started raining and it wouldn't quit till 4th of July. And so you've sat there and come up with plans for months and months, and guess what? They're all out the window. And so that's what's fun about it, is it's always a new challenge. Every year is a new opportunity. And it creates opportunities to learn. You end up with those, you know, unexpected experiments and experience that comes out of those different challenges. And again, I think as producers, you just keep trying to learn from them, and we all just keep trying to get better. And hopefully, you know, this precision technology and the data that we're able to collect from it is just helping us to become, you know, a little bit more wise about the decisions and how we need to make decisions going forward in the future.
Thanks so much, Will. I'm Leah Guffey reporting.